Welcome to the Hidden Potential Podcast. I'm your host, Homer Hargrove. And today we're going to be specifically talking about three major attributes that you should pursue if you're just getting started in your leadership journey. In this episode, we're going to talk about what it is to work hard and grind while being teachable in the process. And we're also going to unpack what it is to connect as a leader and how you can practically do that. At the end of this episode, I'm going to give you three takeaways to be able to help you directly apply what we talk about today in your own leadership. And every week we come out with a new episode to be able to help you tap into your hidden potential through practical and mental tools to be able to help you grow within your organization and leadership. Let's go ahead and get started with a big thought, and that is most leaders start out with a simple aspiration to make a difference by stepping out in some way, shape, or form. As simple as it may start, there are so many complex situations and ideas that we've run into along the way. And at the same time, there are many different levels of leadership and different things that you should practice depending how far along in your journey you are. And what you do at the beginning of your leadership is very different from what you would do as a seasoned leader. So talking about these three specific pillars to aspire to when you're just getting started out, number one is the grind. What I mean by that is just simply working hard and growing your work ethic. And I think that this is a really important one to understand, that this is specific what you need to focus on early on in your leadership. I think that it feels almost like a gray area when you try to start listening to different leadership podcasts. A lot of them will tell you that it's important to rest as a leader. And while that is very true, at the beginning of your leadership, you have to earn that right to rest. And I see a lot of young leaders that take that idea of needing to rest and they exaggerate it. They make it a lot more excessive in their life than they need to be. And at the end of the day, you need to understand that if you're not grinding, if you haven't earned that rest yet, then you might be being a little too lax. If you really want to see results, it's going to take a lot of effort and a lot of energy, especially at the beginning. It is incredibly hard to start something new. And while it's still very hard to sustain something that's created, there's something unique about the energy level that you need at the beginning. It's almost like God designed us that way, that we have so much more strength in our youth, and that as we age, we have the wisdom of experience. You need to grind at the beginning. And to practically understand that, I would say beyond what you're doing in your own organization, that you should understand that you should volunteer yourself as much as possible. Whether it's for the group that you're a part of right now, whether it's a church or ministry, workplace, or even extra things. Like if you know that another ministry or organization is doing an event, perhaps volunteering yourself and just getting in that grind will grow your leadership abilities phenomenally. And no matter what it is that you're volunteering for, whether it's within your own group or a different one, you need to learn how to do your best with what you're given. I have this philosophy that I am loyal to whatever I'm a part of. Even if it's just a part-time job that I don't even really want, I'm going to be loyal and do my very best at it regardless of my feelings towards it. I'm going to be loyal to what I'm a part of. And in the same scope, what I'm projecting to you is that whatever you're part of, grind at it. Give your very best, and God will bless that too. God will bless when you're faithful with that little, when you're faithful with someone else's event. And there's been so many times where I volunteered for another person's event and treated them like what I would imagine I wish someone would react to if I was leading an event, and trying to give extra support. If I saw them pick up a broom, I would take the broom from them and say, let me sweep that for you. You go worry about something else, I'll take care of this. And trying to just really grind, because you're sowing spiritual seeds, yes, but you're also teaching yourself on what it is to work hard. And you're sending an example for anyone else that may be following you. So again, number one, grind. You got to grind. You do not rest until you've earned the right to rest. Number two, be teachable. This really goes into conflict with a lot of our pride. I think that most leaders have a sense of an ego because we step up and we step forward. It requires a level of confidence in oneself that can sometimes be intertwined with pride and ego. Being teachable is one of the best ways to combat that, but it's also the best way to grow as a leader. Immature leaders think that they're a level 10 out of a 10, while mature leaders have a very good grasp on their self-perspective, and great leaders see themselves as not knowing very much. Great leaders will say, oh, I'm probably a 2 out of a 10. And this idea of being teachable, in order to practically do that, you have to first start giving yourself feedback in whatever way, shape, or form. If you led an event, you have to take a moment and even get out a piece of paper, get out your journal, and write down feedback on what could have gone better, things that could have been differently, and give yourself feedback. If maybe, even if it's like you're speaking, if you're sharing a message, listen to it. Re-listen to it and give yourself feedback. I realized that over the years, when I was young, when I was a kid, I actually had like really bad speech problems. So I had to like go to a separate room and listen to a tape recorder and repeat what it said. I'm talking about like Roger Rabbit, Red roller coasters. Man, I just got insecure now. But I had to do that as a kid, and I thought, oh, well, I'm growing up now. And I realized in recent time that I still have like my stuttering. I still have these like different little speech impediments that make me feel insecure at first, but learning that it's a feedback process, and I'll listen through and like, oh, okay, I need to practice not saying as much, or I need to slow down so I don't stutter as much, and trying to just give yourself even feedback on your speaking skills. But especially when it comes to leading events and stuff, you gotta be the first one to look within. Then the second part of this being teachable is getting a mentor, having somebody else that has more experience than you to be able to share their thoughts and advice for you. Now, I gotta be clear. I've done other episodes about mentors. You have to do the work in getting a mentor, and you can't take it personal when mentors have their own lives. If they're in a place to where you would aspire to be, like they're a leader that you admire, then most likely they're pretty busy too. And so you can't take it personal or get all in your feels if you feel like your mentor isn't reaching out to you. You have to do the grind. You have to do the work. And if you want them to talk to you then and give you feedback, then you're going to have to be the one to reach out. You're going to have to be the one to work around their schedule. Y'all dig what I'm saying? And now the third part of this is to get learning. And what I mean by that is through podcasts and books, in trying to grow your knowledge base from others' experiences. You can get these, you know, third-party mentors through listening to different podcasts and books. You can grow, you can also grow in your skills beyond these podcasts and books. Like, look at what you're already doing and look at your sphere of different applicable skills that you could acquire as well. For example, for me, when I was just a youth pastor, I had a mentor suggest to me that I should really learn how to do audio and visual equipment stuff, that how to work a soundboard, because that's a valuable skill that I could use later on in ministry. And I took his advice, and now for our church, I'm the one that is literally doing the sound and AV for our small church. I had to set up a soundboard. I'm teaching others how to do it. And so it's like, if you neglect the skills within your group, you may end up pigeonholing yourself into a place where you cannot move forward because you lack certain skills. The same goes for even like graphic designs and stuff, creating a website, all these different little things that kind of go with the package of ministry and like kind of starting out in leadership. You cannot always afford to pay someone to do these things, and so you got to figure out how to do it yourself. All the websites that I'm connected to, I've created myself. All the different social media posts, I've had to create myself and learn how to do that. And I'm telling you, I do not like doing social media, but it's a skill I learned in order to grow early on in my leadership. Today's episode is brought to you by Gravetop Designs online store. Visit gravetopdesigns.com/shop to find find custom-made Christian clothing that's edgy and actually looks good. I crafted all of the designs myself, so I'd love to hear your feedback and tell me what you think. Share your next purchase on Instagram and tag Gravetop Designs for a chance to get 10% off your next order. Shop today, help support this channel. Again, that's gravetopdesigns.com/shop. Finally, when it comes to being teachable, is you have to learn how to watch others. This is probably one of the most pivotal things that you could acquire when it comes to being teachable, is learning from other people's achievements and mistakes. And even when it came to simple speaking things, I would listen to whoever was sharing a message and speaking, and I would try to make note, how would I say this differently? How did that make me feel when they said this? How could I repeat what they said in my own personal way? And like constantly thinking about how I could learn from what someone else was doing that I wanted to one day do. And the same went for leading events. Same went for even like starting podcasts. I listen to other people and how they would do their podcasts, and I would kind of discern what is it that I like about it and what is it that I don't like. And being teachable when it comes to analyzing things that you're associated with. Now, number three to this third pillar is to connect yourself. And this is going to be broken down into three different ways. Connect yourself. If you're a leader, then that means you're a person of influence. You cannot reserve yourself, recluse yourself to where you're not connecting with others. You have to put yourself out there. And oddly enough, most people that know me, it seems like I'm an extrovert. I'm very good at connecting with others. But the truth is, I'm more so of an introvert. I like alone time. I like having silence. I like being by myself. When I think of having like a good time at the end of the day, my good time is not calling any friends and seeing if they want to go here or there. My good time is just sitting by myself and either, you know, playing a game, watching a movie, something like to where it's like in my own home. And so when it comes to connecting yourself, what I'm saying is that you need to connect yourself in three different ways. You need to connect yourself with people, like the people that, especially the people that you're ministering to, you need to connect yourself with them. You cannot just be a leader that is seen on a stage or that is only the point man. You have to be a people's person. And if you think about people who love their work environments, it's people who have work environments in which their leader or their boss is among the people. When you think about even like world leaders, the some of the greatest world leaders are those who are among the people. Like they make themselves relatable to the people. And it doesn't even matter if you agree with their policies. It's like some people, you can't deny the fact that people love them because of how they connect with people. The second part of that, when it comes to connecting yourself, is connect yourself with other leaders. Do not be a lone wolf in thinking that you're the only leader doing it this way. You need to just allow yourself to kind of get rid of that ego. Don't play the comparison game. Connect yourself with other leaders, because when you're around other leaders, you end up sharpening each other. You have different kinds of conversations when you're around other leaders, and you're able to grow organically from one another like that. And on top of that, when you're connecting with people, when you're connecting with other leaders, you're also setting yourself up for opportunities. I even just like when it comes to personal and like business opportunities, I the best opportunities I've had is from not from marketing myself, but actually connecting myself in a relational way with just people and leaders. And in doing that, it's like almost every speaking engagement I've had has been because I was connected with another leader, or because I was connected with people. Not only did they like the message I shared, but they were connected in the relational aspect of me talking with them as a real person. I hope that makes sense of what I'm saying. You breed more opportunities when you're a people's person, when you're connecting with others. And finally, connect yourself with events. I shared a little bit about this last episode, but connecting yourself at events, what you're doing is whether it's attending or volunteering an event, you're putting yourself out there and you're making yourself in situations in which there's opportunity to be seized. And there's whether it's connection with someone else or whether it's a learning experience, if it at the end of the day, it's like if you're not around the environments that you want to grow in, then you're gonna just be stagnant. You want to have a diverse perspective by going to other people's events, by getting yourself out there. And there's so many things that we don't even know what we want because we haven't had the chance to see it yet. And if you were to just engage and connect with yourself with other events, you'd be able to get a lot more creative and even innovative ideas. You may see something that you wouldn't be able to afford to do, but in a ghetto way, you could do it. And it's like when you think about what innovation is, it's just being ghetto. It's making something happen with a limited amount of resources and connections. And that's when you're going to other events and seeing how other people do things, you're getting inspiration as well as opportunity. So these are the three pillars. The same again, you got to grind, you got to be teachable, and you got to connect yourself. Now let's end with three takeaways. Number one, what should you be saying yes to or volunteering for right now? Once you think about what that is, act on it. Number two, examine your teachability and pick a source talked about today in this episode to use to grow your knowledge base. And number three, consider when the next opportunity for you to be able to connect yourself is and act on it. Whether it's an event, whether it's with people, whether it's with other leaders, decide what it is and act on it. Thank you so much for being a part of this episode today. Can you do me a favor? Can you leave a rating and review for this podcast? It really helped me out and help others be able to see this show too in their feed. Until next time, have a great life.